T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
12:04 on The Fan, lunch hour, hour 3 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the midday. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We are here for another hour, 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way, Mike, at 3 o'clock after that. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. And the great John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Good to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF P-Tax. Water source heat pumps and fan coils. John Heyman is with us right now, the man, the myth, the legend. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. The Mets are playing well. Mickey, I don't know if you know, but Mickey Callaway, his team batted out of order yesterday. Did you pick that up, John?
I've heard that. Been done. He's not the first.
No, I understand.
Buddy Bell did it twice.
Who did it twice?
Buddy Bell did it twice?
Once for the Royals, once for the Tigers.
Okay.
It's done before, so might not be the last time he does it, just to letting you know.
Thank you.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
Right.
We cannot be fooled again. That's a famous line from a president.
Let's hope that the next time he does it, he's like managing maybe like the Nationals.
Well, you know what? All these rookie managers this year, I mean, they hired managers who had no experience managing, and they picked them based on personality and in many cases their pedigree in terms of their ball playing career. And Mickey was a pitching coach, so they all have done something. Kepler brought someone into the game to pitch who hadn't warmed up. Cora had a defensive replacement lapse. Boone had some questionable decisions early. Nothing like this where it's clearly an oversight and clearly an error and not debatable. But, everybody's had little things here and there, and that's to be expected. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah, but it's worse when your team is in a major funk.
Yep, right.
And you're playing the worst team in baseball, and this happens.
You're absolutely right. Right, you can't lose a series to the Reds in this way, and they lost by one run, and so it's magnified. And you're right, the timing, the opponent, the way they lost, all adds up to one really bad mistake. No question about it.
Do you think the Yankees, who are on a run that we haven't seen in a very long time, it's amazing how locked in they are. We were talking about this earlier. Most of the wins during the second winning streak have been very close games. In fact, games you feel like they're going to lose, and then they pull it out of their rear end. Do you think they are going to run away and hide in this American League East, or do you see a back and forth between them and the Red Sox?
Yeah, I don't see them running away, and you're right. We haven't seen this from the Yankees since 1953, so I wasn't alive for that. I don't even think Joe was alive for that, so that's a long time ago.
Well, when they had that run, I was about 4 months away from birth.
Okay, see? All right. So that's how long ago it was. A long time. Billy Martin was a star player at that time, obviously Mantle and the rest.
Yogi,
I think the Red Sox are a really good team. They're a little more iffy because of some pitching situations. Price has been good when he's been able to throw, but he's got a couple little ailments. Pomerantz, there's some real questions with the velocity and some other things. So, as much as we look at the Yankees, pitching is a little bit questionable. I think the Red Sox have more questions. I also think that Yankee lineup is just overwhelming. I mean, when you added Stanton to Judge, and obviously now Gregorius has taken a step forward and is a big star as well, I mean, this is perhaps the best lineup in baseball. It's really good. I only say perhaps because Houston's pretty darn good as well. But, You know, I Yankees have a fantastic team. I think they're going to win ultimately, but Boston's pretty talented as well.
You know,
so I wouldn't be surprised if we're nip and tuck for most of the season.
I still expect it to be that, but watching the Red Sox and knowing their stats, the one thing that's alarming to me is that the Boston Red Sox, offensively at least, I'm not maybe speaking defensively, actually are getting less production from the catcher position than the New York Mets are.
Terrible.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. And the Mets, as we've said a number of times, they should have acted more aggressively. I love what Sandy did in the offseason, but you can't just say, okay, Nito and Lobaton are going to be okay defensively. We're not expecting much offensively. I mean, they're not, at this point, Major League starting catchers. And it's not easy to acquire somebody good. And obviously they got Mesoraco in that Harvey trade, and we don't know what he is at this point, but it's kind of a flyer. A situation there. Boston, they're getting nothing out of catcher. Right now they're getting nothing out of center field. That's easily solvable, though, because they could play Mookie or Benintendi in center, and they could put J.D. Martinez in the outfield and DH either Hanley and play Moreland at first. So that's more solvable than catcher. But, yeah, there are certain teams that are getting nothing at catcher. So we could look at the catching market as something to see between Real Muto, Lucroy. There are guys out there who could potentially be traded. The Mets may have some competition in terms of who's going to get whom in terms of catching. And I still think they need to go out and get a catcher because Plawecki, for all his talent that they think, he has not proven either. So even if after he comes back, we don't know if they really have a starting major league catcher.
But a mistake they made, John, was that, you know, it wasn't about Lobaton and Nito. It was about Darnold and Plawecki. That they thought they had these, you know, oh, we're set at catcher with these two guys when they should have done something, you know, in the offseason in spite of that.
I think you're right. Darnold was kind of on the border there where he's shown some potential to do it. And I think that they felt Kevin Long and no longer here. I don't know whether he's with the Nats now. So I don't know when they got this information from Kevin Long, but I think Long had told them he felt that he had unlocked something with Plawecki. I hope that was before he left for the Nats. But, neither guy was proven. I think there was a concern. I think we all mentioned that Lucroy made some sense, particularly when he got down to $6 million for the Mets, and maybe he still will. Even Gonzalez has been better than I would have thought. They also have Flores there. They have Bruce there. They got a guy coming named Alonso. I'm not even going to mention Dominic Smith. I don't know what he is, but
he's actually hitting all right down at AAA.
Not like Peter Alonso, though.
I mean, Peter Alonso is God.
Yes,
we all know that.
I don't know about that.
He's the greatest young player ever to come up. I mean, come on.
He can hit. I think he can hit. And, Las Vegas stats, I don't know what to make of them anyway. And Dominic Smith, guys who are 21 or 22 and not in shape, I'm always concerned. So, in any case, I thought Lucroy fit them then. I still think he might. Oakland, we don't know whether they're going to be a trader. We don't know whether Real Muto is going to be traded. But the Mets need to be more aggressive, I think, in going after and getting a good catcher. Unless this flyer hits, I mean, Mesoraco.
It's not going to hit. It's not going to hit.
Don't
He's been terrible
it.
For 4 years. All of a sudden now? No, this has nothing to do with the Mets. This has to do with reality.
It's unlikely. I mean, Harvey has more chance to hit than
I agree.
Mesoraco,
because Harvey was better more recently than Mesoraco was. Mesoraco's great year was 14. That was a long time ago.
Right, and we've seen Harvey out there, and we know that while 93 is a 97, you can win throwing 93 in the major leagues with some adjustments.
Hey.
I mean, if he gets that curveball back, something I wrote on FRS Sports today, I think Cincinnati's going to be good for him because Harvey needs to concentrate and focus on his pitching and not worry about all the extracurriculars. And Cincinnati, I think I've heard it's improved. I was there for the All-Star game. It seemed improved, but, you know, it's a place that the sidewalks kind of roll up. Sorry, I know I'm going to get some tweets to me, but they roll up at 5 o'clock. So hopefully he'll focus on pitching and get his act in order.
That's because 5 p.m., not a.m., right?
I don't know where at the last chance for Harvey, but we're getting toward that last chance right now.
There. That is 5 p.m., not a.m. you're talking about, right?
Yes, 5 p.m. Yeah, it's. I don't know. I don't know if you guys were there in the 80s or the 90s, but it all closed up at 5 p.m.
Interesting. We're talking to John Heyman about baseball. One of our great listeners and great callers is a guy named Frank in Massapequa, and he always complains about everything.
Right.
And
right.
So I want to be good, and I want to be interactive. So Frank tweeted me something that he wants me say to you. Yeah. So I'm going to say what Frank tweeted. You ready?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Could you tell Heyman the Red Sox infield defense stinks? So there you go. You have any comments on that?
Devers is some question. Nunez, definitely some question. He's a very good utility guy. They're hoping that Pedroia gets back within a few weeks. That certainly would make a difference at second. Moreland's a good defender at first. Hanley, not a lot of range, but not bad at first. Yeah, right now it's poor because third base is a question and second base is a question. If you have two questions out of four, you're in rough shape.
Well, I thought Frank was going to ask a little more exciting question than that.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I want to kind of wait.
Yeah, I was relieved. After that build-up, I thought I was going to get the third degree
Frankie,
there.
That's very milquetoast for
tame,
Frankie.
Tame. Very politically tame. Correct.
Well,
all
it's a Long Island thing. You know, he's from Massapequa. I'm from Cedarhurst. You know, he didn't want to put me on the spot too much. I appreciate that,
Frankie. Clearly. Oh, boy. We're talking to John Heyman about baseball. The Yankees are a machine.
Oh, God.
The Mets are terrible.
Well, guys, the Yankees are on your station. We should be happy about the Yankees being machine.
Sure.
Good for the bottom line, and, you know, you guys will get big raises next.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, I got my last raise because I don't intend to be around after this contract, to be very honest with you. So.
One of the things, and I always find this interesting.
We'll miss you, Joe.
Yes, thank you,
absolutely.
John.
Absolutely.
I still have 2.5 years unless I die.
Don't die.
But you never know.
Don't die. Nobody's dying from a hip ailment.
Well, it may be other things.
It could be run over by a truck. You never know.
I could be watching the Mets, and there it is.
That's how it is.
Sam Donald may be a disaster. That could kill me.
That could be it.
Well, no, I don't. He's got talent. You're going to be okay there.
Yeah, I'm confident, John.
It's funny. When a team is doing well, even when the Mets were doing well, everybody calls in about that team to not talk about how great things are, but to ask questions about the future. This stinks. They need to improve this. They need to get this. I think the most prominent Yankee call over the last few days has been, all right, so they're going to add a pitcher. What pitcher should they add? What are you hearing about as we creep closer to July?
Yeah, Brett Gardner stunk until last night.
That was another one, yeah.
It's a tough one because there's going to be a lot of teams looking for starting pitching. You know, I had at least a dozen that were, looking for it. And right now, there aren't any superstars out there. Archer, who might be the best guy traded, Tampa's never going to trade him to the Yankees. I'd be shocked.
Why?
Never know.
If they get a great haul back from the Yankees, why not?
Yeah, you know what? There's going to be 10 teams interested in Archer. You know, I see Milwaukee as a team potentially. You know, they could send him to Milwaukee. So, different league, they'd feel much better about that. So I don't think Archer's going to the Yankees. Hamels, I think that'd be tough to fit under the luxury, so I'm not seeing that. Fulmer probably takes a haul at this point. He seems healthy.
Is he worth a haul, in your opinion?
Probably, because of supply and demand. A starting pitcher with making no appreciable salary. He's probably worth a haul. And then you got the Duffy, if he gets his act together, or Ian Kennedy, if he's, they're going to have to offset that salary somehow, too. Right now, obviously they've done well. They know what they're doing. They certainly did well with their trades two summers ago, trading Chapman and getting Glaber. That was a great one. Gray has done okay, better the last two games, not great. But it's tough to get a superstar pitcher. It really is, and there's going to be a lot of competition for these pitchers, and really none of them are superstars now. I mean, Hamels was at one point, but he's not pitching like that at this point, and he probably makes too much money to be added to the Yankees anyway. So tough spot, not sure. One thing I would keep an eye on is first base, because they haven't been great there. Bird, he hasn't shown the ability to stay healthy or on the field. So we'll see what they do there. I would look at Moustakas as a possibility. I've heard he's very good at first. He's going to be traded somewhere.
Yeah, but John, here's my only issue with that. Right? If you're the Yankees, you have all these great young assets. They're going to score runs. They have scored runs. I think they could live with Tyler Ross and even Neil Walker, especially with Andujar and Torres and what they've done. Wouldn't it be wise, if you're going to use young assets, to use it on pitching and not a first baseman?
Yeah, that's definitely the key. I mean, definitely the big thing is the pitching. But I'm just bringing that up as a possibility. I don't think you'd have to trade a haul to get Moustakas at this point. There just isn't that much competition. Most of the good teams have third baseman, which was his problem as a free agent, and really most of them have a first baseman, which he can play. So I don't think it would take a haul. So, I mean, they've done multiple things before. I understand they have the best lineup in the game, but they still could be better. We'll see with Bird. I mean, I shouldn't be so negative. You know, I'm thinking like a Mets fan here, or one of you guys, and thinking, oh, Bird's going to get hurt again when he comes back. We don't know. We'll see. I would like this for the Yankees. I know they've been amazing offensively. They haven't gotten great production. I know Gardner had a big hit yesterday, and Hicks, they haven't been great yet. We're waiting on Ellsbury, too, but I know. Yankee lineup, we don't have to worry Ellsbury. Too much. You got Stanton, you got Judge, you got Didi.
Who is this Ellsbury you speak
of? Ellsbury was a guy that got, I can't even remember, that was $153 million. There's some expectation when you give somebody $153 million, right?
Slightly.
Yeah. Slightly. So, John, and talking to John Heyman, so do you see the NL East as a two-team race with the Braves and the Phillies?
No, I do not. You asked me last week and the week before about Washington, right? Washington is not winning.
It was last night.
Yeah, they have a well-pitched game every day. Right now, Strasburg's been their worst pitcher, so that's a pretty good rotation that they had. And I think they came pretty close to getting Arrieta too. That would have been something.
So you feel
else.
The Mets are out of it totally now, right?
I do not feel the Mets are out of it. No,
I do. I mean, I don't know about you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not going to say that, but
no, I really don't feel that yet. But it's getting there.
No, because
but
none
it's
of these
there.
Teams looks perfect. We don't know when Murphy's coming back. He had a tough surgery. I hear he's running. He's not turning yet. So and Eaton
take your time, Daniel. Take your
quest.
Time.
Yeah, he's taking his time. So
which he should.
Yeah. Their offense hasn't been perfect. The Phillies obviously have questions. Atlanta, very young. I don't think there's not a perfect team. That division much improved. You got four teams I think should be over 500 and are over 500 at this point. Yeah. So it's going to be an
we'll
interesting
We'll see if the Mets are still there after the weekend.
I understand. I don't blame you. At this point, I do not blame you. I mean, you had the lineup snafu. You have a loss of a series against Cincinnati. Losing streak.
John,
it's
not even any of that. I asked this question over a week ago to Joe before this losing streak started. I'll ask you the question. It's a very simple question. Besides the top two guys in the rotation, what are the Mets good at?
Yeah. Well, we've been over this before.
What
right?
are they good at?
Yeah. Well, if
Do you
you're
have an
average
answer?
If you're average everywhere else and you have those two pitchers, you could win that division.
Okay, so your answer is they're not good at anything else. They're
not
average
great.
Everywhere else.
I think
but
their
those two
is,
guys could elevate them. That's your
I
answer.
I think their lineup is average John. Overall. I think their defense is average overall. I think their bullpen is average overall.
No, their bullpen's terrible.
Average.
No, it's terrible. The bullpen is terrible. Let's be honest about it.
Terrible
right
is a little strong.
That's
terrible
okay.
would be
Twins. You got confidence in A.J. Ramos?
Go look and see what the Twins
A.J. Ramos does it for you. Hansel Robles, he's
go
hurt now.
See, go look and see
Jerry
what the
Blevins,
Indians.
You get excited?
Go look and see what the Indians. And the Indians had the best bullpen a year ago, and now they're the worst. I mean, they got Miller coming back tomorrow, I think. So they're
Conforto,
not going to be the worst.
Conforto's been good.
Conforto, he's had his ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
I suggested trading him for Real Muto 2 weeks ago, and you guys went on me like I was talking about Babe Ruth.
Now they'd never make the deal.
No, you're right. They would never make that deal. I agree.
Well, no, they wouldn't make the deal for the same reasons I gave you before, because it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You're
right.
Not really gaining that much in service time. It doesn't make any sense. They'd have to try. I told you, they'd have to trade Ahmed Rosario, and maybe the Mets would do that. I don't know.
Bullpen is horrible, John. It's horrible.
I'll have to look at the stats again.
Well,
but
the stats.
I think they're average.
We're Mets fans. I watch every game. They stink. I got no confidence in anybody in the bullpen. No, I mean it.
Because
Elman's been okay. I got no confidence in anybody.
You having confidence and stinking are two different things.
Well, but I mean, I think I'm pretty accurate here.
You've got a 50-year base of no confidence here with the Mets, right?
It's more than that.
John,
I've been there since the beginning, John. 62.
Okay, 56 year base.
We're playing semantics. Do you think the Met bullpen is really good?
No, average.
Okay.
Average.
Well, that's the point I was making. They're not good at anything.
Right.
Okay? You can't argue that because you're agreeing they're not good at anything.
But you have two great pitchers. The Arizona Diamondbacks went all the way with two great pitchers.
Listen,
we don't have Schilling and Johnson.
Schilling and Johnson.
I mean, come on.
No, they're not Schilling and Johnson, and Arizona was a little stronger in the field. So, yes, they're not the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Look, here's the bottom line.
You can win that division if Syndergaard and DeGrom are two of the best five pitchers in the league
right
and
now,
the rest of the team is average. You can win.
DeGrom has been great right now. He's on a DL. Let's hope he makes the start Sunday. And right now, Syndergaard has been pitching like a solid three. That's what he's been pitching like. So, you know, this idea, you're making them like great pitch. Can we calm down?
Well, potentially, they're two of the best pitchers in the league.
You know what?
Potential
does
a lot.
Well, yeah, there's a lot going wrong.
Potentially,
you know?
I could be on the cover of GQ. I mean, it's not happening.
Potentially, I could be elected president.
I love you, Joe,
not
but I'm not betting. I think I would bet on Syndergaard being better than a three than you being on GQ.
Well, I think he certainly could be on the cover of GQ.
John,
that's for sure.
He could be, yes.
It's been a pleasure.
Not you or I.
No,
he could be.
All right, thank you, John.
He's got that long, blonde hair.
Yeah, no, we understand.
All right.
See you later.
Thank John.
You.
John
Heyman. John Heyman.
Look, I'll say this positively.
Go ahead.
If somehow the Mets managed to get into the tournament, get into the postseason, I would find them to be very
dangerous. That's a different story.
Because of, A, you never know what could happen in a short series, but having those two guys. But I stand by this, and this was before the losing streak. Just watching this team, they're not good at anything outside of two guys who still are mostly potential. Mostly.
Yeah. No, I'm there.
DeGrom is an ace. I'll give you that if he's healthy, which I'm concerned about right now. We'll see what he does on Sunday. And I think you said it very eloquently, Joe. Right now, Noah's been a middle-of-the-rotation guy.
He's been a solid third starter. That's how he's pitching right now.
But the rest of the team is not good.
No.
It's tough to argue
that. Look.
Now, they signed Manny Machado. It's a little different.
Yeah, hello. We didn't bring that up to John.
No, well.
He would have laughed.
We have time for that.
Right.
We got plenty of other John Heyman spots to discuss that.
He would have laughed.
Sure he would.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.